Sagt die Gemara weiter. Gufa Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. We just learned, we're learning Daf Yud Beis Amar Beis in Me'ilah. Daf Yud Beis Amar Beis. We're starting from top of the Amar. Gufa Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav. Hamek Ez Dam Lebehem Az Kachim Asa Vahana Amar Yilam Bahay. Someone does bloodletting, he takes blood out of the animal while it's alive. Lachiz, it's Asa Vahana, and it's Me'ilah. Masav Rav Amuna, Rav Amuna asked from a Mishnah. The Mishnah says, following Mishnah says, Cholav Hamukadashim, milk from a behemah is hektish, or beitze tayrim, or eggs from a bird that's a carbon. Leinenim leimayelim. You now have a no, but there is no me'ila on milk. And the kasha is from milk. Milk, like Tosis explains, is the Gemara always says, dam necha v'nasa chalav. Milk comes from the blood. So if the blood is asavana, why is the milk not asavana? So Amalei, so he answered, no, it's not shver. Kikam rina legavi dam. Only blood, dole miskayim loy dam. Animals not, miskayim loy dam. Animals not, cannot be alive. It cannot last without blood. And therefore, blood is an integral part of the animal, and that's why there's me'ila. Ava chalav, the kamakayim loy chalav, it could last without chalav. It could be alive without chalav. The halacha is that will not be considered part of behemoth, will not be me'ila. Ava chalav, the kamakayim loy chalav, loy. Most of our Mishash, Mishash is another kasha. Hazevel va'perash of a chotzer. If the behemah excreted zevel or perish in the chotzer, ain't neneve merlim. You now have no, but there's no me'ila on that. V'yiplu demel lishko. What you do is sell it and give the money. The gizbar sells it and gives the money to the bedek abayis. So the question is here: why isn't zevel me'ila? Isn't that a terrible part of the animal? Am I hokin amil of a kayim blei perish? The animal can't last if it doesn't produce dung. It doesn't produce excretions. It can't. It can't live. So why is there not Asaba Me'ila? Zok the Gemara, no, it's not Shver. Amri, my area. Hadain perished him in Alma Ka'asila, Ozlhai, Osachina. But a dung, it keeps on replacing itself. It's new dung every day. Lafuke dam, the gufa, it's coming from the goof, and it's blood it has. That's the tegel part of the animal. It's not something that comes and goes, it comes from the outside. It comes from the inside, it comes from the goof itself, the body itself produces it. And that's why it's considered more part of the guf. Lafuga dam v'gufaha. So it says in the brayse. Tony leinanim leimayalim v'dom of lishka. Dom of goes to the lishka to the bedek abayis. Misiyei le'arvelaz. Dom arvelaz are called makom shama chom and kadosh v'ne kadosh. Any time it says in the mishnah that's kadosh v'ne kadosh, the halach is dom of yipul lishka. The halach is that they don't use it themselves. They sell it and they use the money for bedek abayis. Like Tosis explains that v'halch kamar v'laza kamakam anytime she'omer chama kodesh v'ne kodesh kamoy chalav hamu kodesh v'kiyotzeba she'en yicholos lahenet. You can't be netted from it. What do you do? Because bedek abayis has no use for the milk. What do they do with it? They sell it and the money goes to nedava. Talk to Mishnah Vaita chalav hamu kodesh v'beitzei tarim le'nenem le'mayalim. Says in the Mishnah that milk from a hektish animal or eggs from birds that were set aside for a carbon, leinanim, you now have a novel, leimayalim, is no me'ilam. Medva, murim, kachim, is beach. That's dafka by kachim, is beach. There, it's not royu for a carbon. Milk is not royu for a carbon. Eggs are not royu for a carbon. Therefore, we assume he only was makdish the behema, not its chalav, and not its eggs. Av a kachim, bedek abayis, if you makdish a behema for bedek abayis, hikish tanagarilim, moyalim, boy, ubeitzasa. If you makdish a chicken, You had zmiila with on the chicken and on the eggs. Chamayra, if you makdish a donkey, moylan ba v'chalva and its milk. There's mi'ila and its milk, because there by bedek abayis it has use for these things. It could sell it, and therefore when you makdish bedek abayis, we assume you have a mind to makdish that as well. So Gemara asks, like gav mizbeach, he actually exercises dom and lois mi'ila. It's masbe. The only time everything is kodesh only at bedek abayis. It's not true. There are cases where you makdish a behema lid domim, which means I makdish it for the money, and then it would be chal on the milk and on the eggs. Like gav mizbeach, he actually exercises dom lois mi'ila. Is dom mi'ila? Or a papa, you're right. Chasuri mechzur. Something missing in the Mishnah. Ach, ketani. Let's read the Mishnah. Medvar amurim kehikdash kushus aguf le gav mizbeach. Only if you makdish kushus aguf. That whole thing that we said that the chalav is not kadosh, the milk is not kadosh, when you do kedushas aguf, when you want to makdish it, actually bring the carbon on his back. Have a kedushas kedushas damim. If you makdish the behema for its value, for its money, legav mizbeach, then nasa and give the money to the mizbeach. Then nasa, it's the same thing. It's exactly like when you makdish the bedek abayis. And the halacha is hikdash tana garlis. If you hikdash a chicken, moylan, but it's meila veitzasa. with the mila on the chicken and on its egg. Chan mayro, mayro and bavachal, but there's mila on it and on its milk. So really, a kedusha mizbeach could be the same thing if it's kedusha dama. When you makdish the behemoth for its money to go to a carbon, then all those things are kadosh also. The milk and the eggs are kadosh also.